It's hard to imagine a less glamorous mission.
Okay, where the used waters of the residents here goes to this retention pond.
That's a translator for Enrique Quitel Alvarado, mayor of the town of Santa Isabel. The mayor is showing soldiers of Task Force Rhino a huge bite taken out of a road by stormwater rushing into a retention pond. Lieutenant Colonel Cale Moody, the task force commander, walks around the damage, thinking through the type of repair.
Do you have field dirt, gravel, anything like that put in?
Que si tenemos donde coger el pedregal para llenar esto. We can investigate today, so we have an answer for you tomorrow.
Okay.
Moody has to be a kind of disaster relief entrepreneur, scouring his huge area of operations, visiting local officials like Quitel Alvarado to see what they need, and sending small teams into remote areas to find problems and build a list of what needs fixing.
We're identifying new missions every day and doing what we can as quick as we can, safely as we can, but When our time's up, there'll still be plenty of work to do here. It'll take them a while.
So, glamorous it's not, but it couldn't be more vital. The big problems that millions of Puerto Ricans face can't be fixed if the roads aren't passable. Without roads, they can't get out to get food and water, and trucks can't bring it to them. And utility crews can't get in to repair power lines and replace the estimated 62,000 utility poles that are down. And it's worse on the countless one-lane roads in the mountains, where Moody's teams are still finding small communities cut off by road damage from landslides and flash floods.
This is our first time this way.
Every day, the task force sends reconnaissance teams to drive the roads, record the locations and types of damage, and make notes about the kind of repairs needed and what types of equipment can actually be brought to the sites. First Lieutenant Erin Graham, who's in the passenger seat up front, is a firefighter in her civilian life.
I'm there to assess. I take notes like, hey, do I think it's possible to get a 916 at the bottom of this hill, which is a low-boy tractor trailer?
Graham's driver and translator, specialist Angela Mull, is threading their armored Humvee between mudslides and sheer drops on the narrow roads of the mountains north of the city of Ponce, with Graham jumping out to guide her through the narrowest parts. Halfway up a mountain, Mull hits the brakes. A washout has eaten away the soil under a small bridge, opening a gap nearly all the way across the road at one end.
Oh, yeah, don't go any farther.
When Graham gets out to assess the repair it will need, a shirtless man walks down the hill. Jose Martinez tends the animals at an agricultural school down the mountain. The damage to the road, he said, isn't just preventing them from driving.
Okay,
so this is all debris. So when it rains, the water comes over the bridge, which creates more damage to the road, and it goes around and down the culverts, then the inlets and to the houses.
Graham says that many places she and Mull stop at, residents come out hoping they've brought food or water.
We just explain to them that we're engineers and we're assessing the roads, and we do make sure that they know that we will let our hire know that no one has been here. So we do tell them that somebody knows about you and somebody knows that you haven't been here. But
Task Force Rhino's first troops got here October 3rd. Since then, a saying has become common among them as they talk about what they see on the roads and in the communities across southern Puerto Rico.
Every day seems to get a little bit better.
A little bit. A little bit more electricity over here, a little bit more water and food over there, but just a little bit. This is Jay Price reporting.